What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 86. All right, so today I want to ask you, what is your story? What's your story? I know you tell yourself a story. All right, maybe this doesn't quite make sense, but it will here in just a minute. So I'm excited to talk with you about it. All right, so today I also want to make sure that you understand, if you haven't yet, you've got to go check out crossomeats.com. Again, crossomeats.com. One of our newest reviews just came in, and here's what it says. Words fall short of adequately describing the superior quality and flavor of Crosso Meats. We've never had better meat. You should be proud of what you've done already. I know it hasn't been easy, but you've done a great job and the best times are coming. Guys, we've had a ton of these types of reviews, tons and tons of them. I could read you review after review, but really the best way for you to know the difference is just to go check it out. Go to crossomeats.com. We are kind of running low on stock right now. Make sure if you haven't yet, opt in for the email so you'll be the first one to know when we actually are fully restocked, because I could read you these reviews or you could just go try it for yourself. You'll never want to go back to the kind of the box store beef again, because once you taste the quality, once you taste the difference, it's impossible to go back to that garbage. All right, everybody, let's go ahead. Let's get started with today's podcast. Here we go. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back in. This is another solo episode, so as always, super excited to have you on. All right, so one of the things that I'm a huge advocate for is, coaching, mentoring, being able to learn things from other people, maybe who are a step ahead of you in life, or maybe a step ahead of you in the direction that you want to go in. Because I've always looked at it to where, if you see somebody that maybe is doing something that you want to do, or has something maybe that you want to have, or whatever it may be, figure out how to work with them. Figure out how to pick their brain. Right? There's no reason in reinventing the wheel. So one of the things that I recently did is I actually started another kind of a mindset training, if you will. And it's something that I try to do at least a few times a year, because sometimes it's, you know, the message, and other times it's a messenger, right? I think that you get kind of both of those things. Maybe you listen to this podcast because I'm a good messenger. I don't know. Maybe you just like the content. I don't know that, right? But I think both of those things can be true. Like sometimes it's not so much the message, but the messenger, somebody to get you fired up or motivated or whatever. Other times, maybe it's just somebody that just spits fire, right? And you love learning from them. And so anyways, I've been going through this, and one of the things that hit me like a ton of bricks, right? It hit me like a ton of bricks, and it's something that I feel like I know. But again, sometimes it is the messenger, right? Sometimes it is the person delivering it that maybe articulate something in a way that's like, man, I knew that, but I've never really heard it that way. And now that you said it that way, it just completely changed everything about the way that I look at this topic. So what's the topic? Here's the thing. And I know this to be true, and it was reinforced to me lately, which is we all have a story. Okay. Now I don't mean like a past. I mean like a story, something that we tell ourselves, something I guarantee you right now, if I were to ask you, I want you to think about what your story is, like who you believe you are. And very often what you'll find out is that it's a lie. Okay, that might be hard to take. And I kind of want to let you marinate on that for a second. But if I were to say, tell me something that you feel about yourself that could potentially be a lie, there's probably something that pops right into your brain, something that maybe you're self-conscious about. Maybe it's something that you don't like about yourself, or whatever it is, right? And here's the deal. I don't care who you are. I don't care how successful you are, how perfect you feel like you are. We all have these stories. It could be a story about, maybe you were a kid who got really chubby during puberty. And then, you know, you kind of grew out of it. And now as an adult, you have an eating disorder, because the story that you have in your mind is that you're still that chubby kid in puberty. And so no matter how fit you are, no matter how good you look in the mirror, no matter how many times people compliment you about maybe the way you look or whatever else, you don't believe them because you have this story in your mind that you're still chubby. So it doesn't matter if you're anorexic or if you have, again, some type of eating disorder or whatever it is, you have this story. Now, maybe on the flip side of that, maybe you have a story that is keeping you overweight. Maybe you have a story that losing weight has to be super difficult, has to be super hard. You're only here for a short time on this world, so why would you want to restrict eating the things you want? Like, there's all these different stories that we tell ourselves that are a lie. We all do it. So I want to give you an example of that from my perspective. And honestly, I feel like this is kind of embarrassing, but I always tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. So here goes. Here's the story that hit me like a ton of bricks a couple weeks ago. So one of the things when I was growing up is I witnessed a lot of people around me that were good, very, very, very hardworking people that never really could seem to kind of get ahead, right? Now, it doesn't mean that everyone around me was poor. Doesn't mean everyone around me didn't have any money at all. But what I witnessed was a lot of people around me, you know, going back to my great grandpa, where we actually live in his old house on the ranch. That's the house that we remodeled, if you've been following along on social media, right? He worked hard into his 80s, very hard. I mean, up early, like when I was a kid, he was like mid 70s. And I remember him, you know, up at 5 a.m., getting some breakfast down and packing his lunch pail and climbing the steep mountains around here to go fix fence. You know, most people in their mid 70s are sitting on their couch, right? Like not really doing much. He was still working his butt off. And then he ended up, you know, going through bankruptcy with our ranch and losing about half of the land that the ranch had to sell it to get out of bankruptcy and all this stuff. So that was one person from a very young age I saw. You know, I saw my dad work his entire life. And again, I believe he had a great life, but he just never really had stuff, right? Like he never really had extra, what you would call maybe money. We didn't take trips. We didn't go on vacations. We didn't have, you know, my dad didn't typically have like a super nice vehicle. And so again, like that might all seem materialistic and that's fine if you believe that way. But the truth is what I was witnessing was actually quite a few people who were, you know, just really, really working hard, but not actually kind of getting ahead or not able to do some of the things that I know that I would want to do, right? Which is take vacations, which is, you know, maybe have a little extra money in the bank for a rainy day, things like that. You know, I watched my grandparents on the other side. You know, they had assets. They were ranchers as well. And so they had assets, but they never really like took vacations. Like you talk to my mom and it's like, no, it was all work. It was, you know, work. You work on the ranch, you work hard, blah, blah, blah. Like, so it was great from a work ethic perspective. Right? Like I grew up learning how to work hard. And for that, I am forever grateful for my family, for everyone that came before me on both sides of my family. They were all very, very hard workers. But then here's where it goes into my story, right? Because my story has been that essentially I'm going to work harder than anybody and I'm never going to get ahead. That is like something that for me is almost like a subconscious story that I believe I tell myself. So no matter how hard I work, no matter if I outwork you or anybody else out there and I just crush it, then I'm probably never going to get ahead because I've seen that pattern so many times in my own life. And then you start looking at other people and it's like, man, I'm working so much harder than that person. That person's doing this and that and everything else. And it becomes a comparison game, right? And so then it almost reinforces that belief to where it's like, man, I am freaking working harder than just about anybody I know, trying to do all this stuff and build a business and, you know, with the kids and with the family and blah, 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 blah. Like, and then all of a sudden you start seeing these things that reinforce this. Again, it's almost like a subconscious story. And so then what happens? It becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Because you tell yourself that story, you don't value what you do in a way that would allow you to ever actually, again, kind of quote unquote, get ahead. So now all of a sudden you don't feel like you have the ability to take a vacation because you got to be working hard. Right? You don't feel like maybe you can buy that thing or have that nice vehicle or whatever it is maybe that you truly want because you have this internal story, this internal belief that if you do that, it's going to be bad because you know, again, like you're telling yourself, you got to work hard. You got to put your head down. You don't want to have nice stuff. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. You just got to grind, and you're probably never going to get ahead, but damn it, it's honest work, right? And then it's like, no, that's actually not true. Because now for kind of like a little juxtaposition, so my grandma, she was obviously married to my grandpa and they were ranchers. My grandma's sister was married to a man who was like an architect, developer. Anyways, he ended up, he's since passed, but basically my grandma and her husband, they always had a nice ranch, always just worked hard, right? And my grandpa essentially died, you know, without really like taken many vacations. And honestly, that's been a point of contention a little bit for some of my aunts and uncles, right? Like they just like, they didn't do fun stuff ever. It was always just work. It was always about the ranch. And you probably, if you're not one of those people, you probably know people who was like, you know, dad was always about the work and we never really had much and blah, 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 blah. Right. Now, my grandma's sister, she married somebody who made a ton of money, had like a, I don't know, it's like 5,000, 6,000 square foot house, you know, like the 4-bay garage, had everything. And so you would kind of see this juxtaposition. It was like, on one hand, and not to say that my, I guess he would be my great uncle, didn't work hard. I'm sure that he did, but he took trips and he went on vacations, had nice house, had nice cars, had, you know, RVs, had all the kind of the stuff. And so like, even growing up, I remember being like, man, like, you know, my grandparents worked so hard and yeah, they have like a really cool ranch. But they, my grandpa was always big. He'd always have like a Lincoln car or something like that back in the day. But it wasn't, you know, you didn't go on vacations. You didn't do any of that quote unquote fun stuff. And then I see somebody else who seemed to not work nearly as hard, have all of this stuff and have all this money and everything else. And then it was just like, okay, so maybe it's possible, but my influence in this situation is that I see the guy who works hard. And yeah, he dies with some assets, but he doesn't have really any money. And so then again, it just kind of reinforces his story. Now, here's why I wanted to bring it up, because I found myself kind of falling into this exact story, which is just, it is what it is, right? Like so often we have these internal stories. They're complete BS. They're not real. They're not true. The fact that my grandpa worked really hard really has no bearing on me, or the fact that, you know, maybe my dad worked really hard really doesn't have any bearing on me, other than the fact of the story that it leads me to tell myself. So what I would ask you today, if you were going to be completely honest with yourself, and this is one of the hard things too, and this is, the stuff that I've been going through, this is like step one is, first of all, you have to get 100% honest with yourself. Now, if you are being 100% honest with yourself, what story are you telling yourself right now that is complete BS? I guarantee you there's something that pops into your head when I say that. It could be that, you know, your story is that you can't build a business because you're not smart enough. Okay, then question that. Why would you say that? Is it because some teacher in the third grade said you weren't smart? Is it because some high school guidance counselor said that, you know, you'll never be smart enough to do anything but work a 9-to-5 job? You know, why do you believe that you're not smart enough to run your own business or to have a higher paying job? Right? Like, I also came from a household that had 8 marriages between my 2 parents, right? So there's like, you wonder why it took me 5 years to finally get married to Jess, right? To my wife. I mean, there were some stories there about marriage that was like, I don't know. You know, most people are like 6 months in. I knew she was the one. I knew he was the one. You know, a year in, we're married. You know, we're popping out kids in year 3. And I'm like, let's just pump the brakes on this thing, this whole marriage thing a little bit. Kind of seeing how this doesn't end well a lot of times, especially like kind of in my family. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening. But again, it is true, right? And so we all have these stories, and so many of us have these stories around money. We have stories that keep us broke because we fear money. We fear what money will turn us into. I know people who have said, no, I don't ever want to be rich. I don't ever want to have money. Huh? Why? Like you don't want to have like money that you could donate to people. You don't want to be able to help out people around you because you have enough that not only are you taken care of, but you can help other people. Like, why would you not want to have a little extra if you could? That's an internal belief. A lot of times, and this might hit you hard and kind of sorry, not sorry, but a lot of times we tell ourselves that to keep us where we're at because we're scared of growth. It's uncomfortable to maybe strive for that next job or to build that business or, you know, to educate ourselves to improve where we're at in life. It's uncomfortable. And so a lot of us will say, yeah, I didn't want that job anyways. It's BS. If you're being 100% honest with yourself, you did want that job. I mean, you did want to make more money, right? Or, you know, there's just so many of these stories, and we could go down example after example. Like I said, I have this internal belief or this internal BS story saying that basically I have to grind my hands to the bone and be lucky if I just get by. And I know that that's crap because over the past few years, like I've been able to shift that, but it's still there. Like it's still something that kind of nags at me. And so even once you figure out what your story is, what the BS story that you're telling yourself is, doesn't mean it's just going to instantly go away. It's probably something you're going to fight because just kind of like a computer, there's certain things that are almost hardwired into us, right? And so you actively have to practice and pursue rewiring your brain. Just the same way that you maybe would have to re-download programs on a computer, right? You have to take that story away and replace it with something else. A story about abundance, a story about, you know, working smarter, not harder, like whatever your story is. And so again, like it comes back to this question, what story are you telling yourself right now that is complete BS? We all have them. If you're telling me right now that you don't have it, you're lying. I'm just going to say it straight out. If you're telling me, nope, I don't have any BS stories about myself, you're lying, because we all do. I'm going through this group with over 100 people, and every single one of the people in that group have a story that they're telling themselves that's crap. So again, like you're not special. We all have it. So what I would challenge you, and again, this can come back to so many different areas. It doesn't have to be about money. It doesn't have to be about marriage. It doesn't have to be about your weight. Like we tell stories about ourselves from a spiritual level. We say, I could never believe in God because all those religious people, they're crazy, right? I could never believe in God because all of those religious people, they're just judgy little imperfect a-holes, right? And so we create this story around religion about what we, you know, we lie to ourselves about what it really is, because I know the people who actually have true, legit, like, you know, spiritual connections, they're the most wonderful people you'll ever find. And I know that a lot of Christians get a bad name because, you know, judgy and stuff. But the truth is that there's a lot of just absolutely amazingly loving Christians that aren't judging anybody. They're just trying to spread the love, man. Right. And so again, like even that can be a story, like with your spirituality. And I'm not saying, I mean, if you don't agree with my kind of religious beliefs, if you want to term it that, that's fine. It's just another area that we lie to ourselves about. Like if you do believe in God, like, do you have a story around what God is? And you know, maybe that's BS. I don't know. This is something you have to figure out for yourself. So what I want to do though, is I want to wrap this up, but I want to leave you with this. If there's nothing else that you get from this, you know, 20 or so minutes, it's just that you have a story right now that you've been telling yourself, whether it's right on the front of your conscious or whether it's kind of buried deep down subconsciously like mine is, you have a story that is BS. If you can identify that story, tell a new story, you'll be able to work through it. If you don't, there's a good chance you could end up 70 years old telling yourself the exact same story that you've been telling yourself since you were 10. I see a lot of people that do it. I know people that have stories about how everybody they meet screws them over. I know people who have stories about, they could never lose weight because they've just been fat since they were kids. And that's, you know, they've just always been big. And it's all BS. It really is. And so what is it that you're telling yourself right now that is a BS story? Like I said, I guarantee you there's something. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to figure out what that story is. Don't even necessarily have to act on it. But I want you, because I bet there's probably something that just, boom, popped right in when I mentioned that. It happened for me, which is so weird, because it's almost like it was buried deep down in me. But then it was like, what is it? And it's like, oh, wow. Yeah, I do have that story. And that is complete BS. Some of the most money I ever made in my life, I wasn't working very hard at all, in all honesty. And so then it was just like, wow, okay, that is a BS story, but it's still something that's just like grabbing at me. And so again, like once you identify that story, then figure out what to do with it, right? I'm not telling you got to change your life. You got to blah, 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 right? But what I am telling you is that once you identify that BS story, you make some changes around that story, if you're willing to, it can absolutely change the way that you look at everything. It could change the way you look at marriage. It could change the way you look at spirituality. It could change the way that you look at your body, your self-image. It could change the way you look at money, right? Like it could change everything. You know, with money, again, like if the only people you ever know who were super rich were a-holes, then chances are you probably don't want wealth because you feel like that's going to make you an a-hole. Well, the reality is that money's the greatest magnifier there could ever be. Typically, people who get rich or are very wealthy, that are very kind, loving, giving people, they can just help a ton more people, right? They can help their family. They can help their kids. They can help their friend, you know, their community. And yeah, people who are greedy and yucky people before, they get a bunch of money, it's going to make them even more greedy and isolated and yucky. So there's all these stories that we have. What is yours? That's all I'm asking. Just ask yourself, what is your story? And does it serve you? If it doesn't, might be time to write a new story. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this one. As always, I really enjoy having you on. If you haven't yet, please take a screenshot. If you're listening to the podcast, pop it in your Instagram stories, tag me in it. If you don't tag me in, I don't know you did it. So tag me in the stories. Love to be able to share it out there. Appreciate you for doing that and for the support here. We'll talk to you next week.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.